Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the breaking news at the top of the show was that the Minnesota Twins have selected and hired their new manager, Derek Shelton, who most Twins fans are familiar with in his time here in Minnesota. He returns after his stint as the manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and joining us now on the John Schuster-Cole Banker Hotline to discuss and talk about the new hiring of Derek Shelton as the new Twins manager will be Bobby Nightingale Jr. He is joining us now from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Bobby, always a pleasure to have you on the show. How you been?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. The fact that Derek Shelton is the selection, your thoughts on that just in general?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it comes as a complete surprise. I mean, when they hired Rocco Baldelli a little more than 7 years, 8 years ago now, he was a finalist for it. Former bench coach, so familiar with the organization. So, familiar face. I mean, it seemed like at the end of the process, that's kind of where they were leaning, with someone familiar with the organization. James Rousen seems like he was the runner-up. He was their former hitting coach during the Bomba Squad days and Yankees hitting coach currently. So, felt like they leaned towards the familiar, and not a surprise that Derek Shelton's the guy that came out of it.
I'm with you on that, and I think it comes across as the safe pick, that, you know, it's a guy that Falvey knows. He's been around the organization. He's familiar with the landscape of Twins baseball. Do you think that that's maybe how a lot of people view it too?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not like the bold, you know, trendy pick, you know, that's going to create a bunch of buzz. But I do think if you did like a blind resume, you know, this is a guy who spent time in Tampa Bay, progressive organization, Cleveland, who somehow wins a lot with low payrolls. He's been part of the Yankees, you know, player development staff. So he's been with a lot of teams that, you know, either win with low payrolls or just win, period, with the Yankees. So, yeah, he had the stint in Pittsburgh that didn't go well, 5-plus seasons, no playoff appearances where they had a low payroll. But, you know, I think if he went blind, you know, blind resume, I do think he stands out a little bit more than just a guy who failed with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, I give you that, but I think that the thing that people on the text line, because it's not even close, the text line and people reacting, Twins fans are not excited by this. They're not, and I know that some of it is skewed because they're like, oh, same old Polads, and, you know, we love to be just upset about everything, right? The bottom line is that when you look at this situation, one of the things that to me is that typically when a person has a head managerial job and they're not successful, like they're not even close to being successful, that typically, you know, you take a couple of years to build up your resume, you go to another spot, and you put yourself in a position to land another manager's job. That's not the case. He was fired this year and has immediately landed a job. What do you say to the Twins fans that look at that and they're like, well, hold on, he probably should have worked to put himself back in the situation?
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, I think that's something he's going to have to answer for is, you know, why didn't it go well in Pittsburgh, and what exactly did you learn in 6 months that's going to make you a better manager in your second job? But I do think there's a big jump from first manager job to second. Like, Joe Torre was terrible with the Mets his first manager job and ended up being a Hall of Fame manager. So I don't think going poorly in one spot is necessarily indicative of that's how it's going to be in the future. But I also think it's important to consider, you know, there were 8 openings this offseason at one time, I think 10 total. The Twins didn't rank very highly on that. I mean, if you asked around the league, you know, where would you rank the Twins job in terms of attractiveness? It was pretty low. So, I mean, I think that plays a part in the consideration, too, is, you know, you're not going to be able to get the big fish. You know, this is not a win now part of the rebuild. So, I mean, I do think there are some additional considerations, especially the trade deadline last year, the ownership situation, that gives some people some pause when you're talking about, okay, what candidates can we draw to this opening?
Do you think that Derek Shelton takes this job if there's a lot of conversation about moving some of the top-tier talent that's still here away from the Twins? Because we know that when we talk about attractive opportunities, this, that, the other, whatever, one of the things, regardless of how Twins fans view the team and maybe they're being down on the team, is that if you look at the Twins, Buxton's, he's here. Joe Ryan, he's here. Pablo, he's here. So do you think that maybe, I don't know if they could tell him that, yeah, absolutely 100% these guys will be here and a part of the organization, but do you think that there was a conversation about that going into this process?
I'm sure that probably had to have came up. I mean, he came through Pittsburgh, which their payroll never went up during his time there. They never really acquired hitters. They had Paul Skeens, you know, the star pitcher, and never had a chance to really build around him, and weren't able to kind of build on any success there. So I'm sure that came up in terms of, okay, what are we looking for here for the future? But you do have to remember, I mean, he's close friends with Rocco Baldelli. So, I mean, if anyone's going to have insight on the organization and the health of the organization, it's going to be Derek Shelton. So for him to say, okay, I still want to manage here, you know, I still want this opportunity, tells you at least he had a pretty good insight of what was going on around here, and still, you know, signed up for it and was enthusiastic about it.
That's kind of an interesting angle, though, in itself, I think, with Twins fans and how their reactions will be over the coming week or so, is the proximity to Rocco. Like, that's going to be an interesting dynamic on how they're going to react just based off of that.
Yeah, and I do think it's kind of a similar managerial style. You know, I don't think this is – usually when you fire a manager, you kind of go the opposite direction. Okay, if you hire an old – you fire an old-school manager, you go new school, or, you know, vice versa. I do think this is kind of, okay, this is the Rocco style. This is a different guy. Derek Shelton, he's going to have a little bit of different ways about him, but also comes from the Rays, also has kind of that same background, did kind of the same things in Pittsburgh where it was a lot of – platoon hittings, a lot of lineup shuffling. So, I mean, I do think it's going to be kind of a little bit of the same in terms of managerial philosophy that we saw with Rocco, which, you know, kind of probably says where the Twins felt about, you know, when they got rid of Rocco, going for a different voice. They, you know, they still probably liked what Rocco was doing in terms of, you know, just someone had to be a fall guy at the end of the season, but they weren't necessarily displeased with kind of his personality or his style.
Yeah. I'm talking to Bobby Nightingale Jr. here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. A beat writer, covers the Minnesota Twins and Major League Baseball for the Minnesota Star Tribune. A final thing for you, Bobby, and then we'll let you go. I guess of all the things that this team needs to address here in the offseason, what would you rank at the top?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I think first off, it has to be who are the new minority owners that are coming in. I mean, that's still been kept under wraps for a couple months now, but I think that's going to whoever the groups are, one's from Minnesota, one's from the East Coast, is going to weigh in on payroll. And the team has to pay down a lot of debt, up to near $500 million in debt, and I think that's a big part of it. But are they going to try to compete for this year? I think that's where it starts, is who are these new owners that are coming in. And if you mentioned earlier, I mean, if you keep Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, and Byron Buxton, I mean, there are guys to build around. It's not necessarily start at square zero and, complete rebuild that's going to take 4 or 5 years. You could speed it up a little bit if you have pitching, and Twins do have pitching right now, but, let's see if they keep them in the offseason.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for joining us on short notice, man, on a evening where the Minnesota Twins are breaking some news.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Lake.
All right, take care. That's Bobby Nightingale Jr. joining us here on The Lake Show. The news of the night, Derek Shelton, the new manager for your Minnesota Twins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up at Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.